Warriors sound coverage of the NBA Finals continues here at Oracle Arena here on the eve of Game 1. Things to tip off on Thursday, but a practice session for both teams on this Wednesday here as we heard from Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant as they address the media. And let's start with what we heard from Steph on this Wednesday afternoon.
Steph, Mark Schwartz, ESPN, got a two-parter for you. When you watch as a world-class shooter, Kevin Love, especially in the conference finals and the way he sort of took Boston apart, what impressed you most about his game in that series?
He was always in the right spot at the right time. They obviously have some great passers that can, you know, find him, but he showed an ability to obviously catch and shoot really well and really consistently. He used his pump fake really well to keep people on their toes and not let them just sell out to try to challenge us three. And he even had a couple off the dribble that were pretty impressive for a big man to be able to do that as well. So all those things are shooters. You respect when guys can line it up and knock it down consistently, especially in big moments, and he's been able to do that.
And secondly, knowing the kind of impact that Draymond can have at the defensive end, what can he do to kind of keep Kevin Love in check in this series so that you guys could load up on those other two players?
Well, it's the biggest thing is obviously try to take away what I was just talking about the best way he can. It's going to be a lot of rotations going on. There's going to be a lot of cross-matching and things like that, so it probably won't always be on Draymond, but if we can take away his three-point game, that helps. He's obviously got more on the block that he can go to as well. So you got to send bodies at him that way. But his biggest threat, especially in that lineup they have, is when he's able to move around the court in space and knock down those timely threes. You can't let that happen. If you want to be successful.
Greg Logan of Newsday in New York. Last year, you guys had tremendous expectations on you, and then to lose the way you did had to sting. What does it mean to you to get back here to this historic opportunity in a trilogy, and how much of a motivating factor has that been for you?
It's been a great motivating factor. And then the year before was, kind of in the same boat. I have great memories of that and terrible memories of last year, but they're both lessons that you can learn going into this series. Knowing what it takes to win, how important every possession is, focusing on the details, especially against the same team for the third time. We kind of know some of their tendencies and just have a better familiarity with how we're going to be successful against them. I don't want to feel like what I felt last year. And going to do everything in my power to attack every game with that kind of perspective. But we obviously have been through a championship, success story where we know what it takes to win. So got to fuel both of those experiences as best we can to put us in the best, position to win this series.
And if I could follow up, how did you work things out with Durant over the course of the season to where everybody kind of gets what is expected of everybody else in this sort of free-flowing offense?
It's kind of a natural progression as time went on. From October to pretty much December, it was a little bit of a feeling out process of understanding how we all were going to get our shots and how the ball was going to move, and if things kind of got bogged down in crunch time or late game situations, how we're going to be successful. And just trial and error, really. You get out there and you play and you log minutes and understand what the feel is going to be like, and you work through some of the struggles just like any other team. And we hit our stride probably after the new year. And obviously when KD got hurt, we had to kind of readjust and try to do it in his absence. And I think that made us better when he came back, because he's obviously such an efficient, unique scorer in this league, and it has been for years. And he doesn't require much when it comes to getting him the ball in certain spots. But when we work around those other opportunities, myself, Clay, Draymond, knowing that ball is going to be hopping and we have so many threats to finish out those plays. We all got to be aggressive, be ourselves, not have to quote unquote sacrifice anything of our games as we put it together, in that full unit.
And here's what Draymond Green had to say at the podium after Warriors practice.
Hey, Draymond, Tony Zarella, Cleveland 19. A lot of players like to downplay matchups. They like we don't care who we're going to play. Is this a matchup you wanted going back even a year?
I mean, obviously, when you lose to a team, you want to see that team again. I think that's just the nature of any competitor. And saying that, we wouldn't be disappointed to be playing anyone else in the finals, and they wouldn't be disappointed as well. End of the day, the goal is to win a championship, and whoever's in front of you, you have to beat that squad. Now, that this matchup has, come to fruition, we're definitely excited about it. The opportunity to be playing a team 3 years straight, in the NBA Finals, I don't know how many times it's happened. I don't think it's happened any, but, it's a special thing, and, one that we're definitely excited about. But most importantly, like I said, the goal is to win a championship regardless of who you're facing.
But there seems to be certainly emotions for you in this series. You've been outspoken about how badly you want to beat them and, of course, what happened last year in the suspension and maybe turning the series because of that.
I think there's emotions for everyone in this series. If it's not, you're in the wrong series. So, whether I have been suspended or not, I'm going to come into the NBA Finals with high emotions. You don't get here without it.
Thanks.
Fourth row on the aisle on the right.
Yeah, Jeff Ferrato, the Mercury News. Draymond, you guys have had great success historically against Kevin Love, defending him, but he's playing at a pretty high level right now, especially in the Celtics series. What are you seeing out of him that maybe is different, or why has he been so good recently?
He's playing more confident.
What do you guys need to do to take that confidence away again?
Just do what we do. Not give up easy shots, make them take tough shots and live with the result.
On the aisle over here.
Draymond, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Given the Cavs' efficiency throughout the postseason, what do you, as a defensive-minded player, consider a successful night against them?
Winning the game. At the end of the day, it's the NBA Finals. You're not trying to have some high offensive efficiency rating or defensive efficiency rating. You're trying to win, and if that rating is extremely bad, you're not going to the locker room disappointed, and you win. So the goal is to win. All those ratings and stuff go out the window when it's this time of year.
Mark in the middle.
Draymond, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. You have had great success in matchups with Kevin Love, not only in the finals last year, but in the regular season the last couple of years. What is it that works against Kevin Love? What can you do to kind of bug him, get inside his head, to kind of neutralize some of the things he does so well and so effortlessly?
I mean, I just try to use my speed to my advantage, try to take him out of spots where he's comfortable, make him do some things that maybe he don't want to do. And saying that, he can still have great games. But just got to stay locked in, try to minimize him as much as possible. When he's going, he makes their team a lot better. So, it's my job to, try to take him out the game. It doesn't always happen that way. It doesn't, and it's definitely not easy, but, it's possible.
Is he susceptible to a lot of trash talk? Can that take him away a little bit?
Everybody's susceptible to that. I don't care who you are.
Back middle.
Draymond, Jermaine Franklin with TSN. Can you talk a little bit about Kevin Durant, obviously what he's brought to the team this year, what the expectation of him is in this finals, and do you believe that there is more pressure on him than any other person because he doesn't have a ring and the decision he made in the summer?
Number one, he's been great for us all year, just from what he's added to this team, giving us that option of, when we're maybe struggling, our shots aren't falling, we got a guy we can go to that's going to go get a bucket or get to the free throw line and stop the bleed. That's been very important for us. He's been huge on the defensive end, where he's never really gotten much credit for in his career, of – being a defensive guy, but he's one of the better defenders in this league. You know, he's been great for us. And then just, you know, having a guy like that around, you know, who's been through everything, who's seen it all, you know, from the highest level, you know, to add that into the mix is great. But yet have the ego that he has to just fit right in with everyone else, you know, I think that's very important. As far as pressure, I think pressure is what you make it, you know. To say he's going to be under pressure because everyone is going to try to make it like he's under pressure, I don't think that. I know that doesn't matter, you know, because I know as a competitor and, you know, as someone who tries to reach greatness every day and knowing that Kevin, who, you know, tries to reach greatness with every single thing he do, from going through an individual workout and every move he do is hard. I mean, that's how focused he is on being great. No one would be able to put more pressure on him than he's going to put on himself, or expect more than, you know, for what he's going to think of himself. That decision is what it is. It was made a year ago, and, you know, it's behind us. We're happy to have him here. We're playing the NBA championship, and that's all that matters. You know, it's not Kevin came here, you have to win a championship. That's the goal, you know, but, I mean, when you're trying to reach greatness, pressure comes with that. It's not necessarily that people are going to make more pressure, you know, come with it because of what they think. Can care less what everybody else think. He wants to be great. He's going to go out there and try to reach greatness. And with that comes pressure from yourself more than anybody can ever put on you.
Finally, here's what Kevin Durant had to say here on this eve of Game 1.
Hey, Kevin. Robert Littell, Black Sports Online. Draymond was just in here, and he was talking. He was asked a question about does he feel like more pressure is on you because you signed with Golden State? And he talked about how you put the most pressure on yourself, and you don't worry about outside forces or what they think. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be the best me I can be. That's the only pressure I worry about. If I don't play up to my standards, then that's when I'll get upset. And, you know, I have bad games, but it's just a matter of me just trying to be the best me I can be. Go out there and work extremely hard on my game and try to showcase it.
Tim here on the fourth row.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. You talk about improving. What aspect of your game do you think you improved in this season? What area are you proudest of?
I think I just all the skills that I had already, I just – you know, became more patient with it. I worked from everything, from pull-up jump shots to catching shoots to ball handling. I feel like I just worked on every part of it, and, you know, I was able to use more of my package this season. You know, there's times I had to play the post, times I had to score in the off cuts, off catching shoots, off handling the ball in the pick and roll, off isolation. So I just try to do my best to work on all of those situations, and whenever, you know, my name is called out there as far as a play is being ran for me, I try to make sure I get every part of the court covered as a scorer, and, you know, go out there and execute. So I just worked on, you know, all parts of my game and just try to get those better.
And they're quite over here on the right side.
Yeah, Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group. Kevin, do you see any scenario other than LeBron defending you? Anybody else, anything else they might do? They've used him a little differently defensively in the playoffs, but with you guys, do you imagine he'll be on you?
I don't know. I'm sure he will. We'll see tomorrow.
Next question in the center.
Jermaine Franklin with TSN. Kevin, I have one question and a follow-up. First, I heard you talk about your game.
So you got two questions.
Yes. First, when you addressed your game just earlier, can you talk a little bit about how Steve Nash has helped you progress in that sense?
Well, Steve has been great. You know, I wish he'd come around more, but he wanted to sit on the beach in Los Angeles instead of helping me get better at my game. But that's another story. But he's come in, worked on my balance, just worked on, you know, just the fundamentals of the game, and he's been great. You know, somebody I really lean on throughout the season to just help me, you know, just navigate through what I should be doing out there as a basketball player. So he's been great. What's the second question?
If you could describe your hunger to get a ring, and how much does the fact that so many of your peers now have a ring, is this your best chance, and how do you go about getting that, I guess?
Just approach approach basketball like I always have, which is with love and care and hard work. And, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a team game. I can't go out there and do everything on my own, or I can't go out there and just let my teammates do all the work for me. I got to do my part, and we all got to make it come together as a group. So that's the most important thing. But individually, just work on my game. Like I said, approach the game like I always do, and we'll see what happens.
I guess there's a third question. Is there a danger of trying to do too much?
What you mean?
Being in the situation, being so close, is there a danger of trying to do too much to get that ring?
What's like too much?
Well, you said you couldn't do it by yourself or try and do it all by yourself. Is there an itch to try to do that?
No, I'm just saying because it's a team sport. Individuals don't win alone. In a team sport, this is not like golf or tennis or, yeah, you get what I'm saying. It's just a team sport. That's all I'm saying. And we all got to do it together. I know I got to do my part and be locked in to help the team win.
Janie?
Hi, Kevin. Janie McCauley from AP. What has Ron Adams meant to the way you guys have played defense, you know, down the stretch when you were out and just your time with him prior to being here?
I think just, you know, his basketball mind just been around the game for so long. He's experienced so much as a coach. But our whole coaching staff, they collaborate on everything and they work together on every single thing. So obviously Ron is our guy defensively, but JC chimes in, Coach Kerr, Mike Brown, everybody chimes in. And, you know, we come up with a plan that can help, you know, for the whole team. So it's not like just one guy has his own, you know, segment in practice. It's like everybody chips in. I think that's what makes us pretty good.
How would you describe his approach as a defensive mind, I guess?
Well, it's just simple, you know. Stop the ball, guard your man one-on-one, help your teammate if they need help. And, you know, just try to preach that to us every single day. And it's become just like second nature to us.
Last question towards the back.
John Chionetti is Kevin. Compared with 2012 finals, your last finals, it's been 5 years past. So do you think individually how much better you are now? Can we say that this year is the best year you had in your career?
I don't even know. I haven't even thought about that. I don't think I ever will until maybe I'm done playing. So, you know, I can't do your job for you. It's a joke. I mean, like I said, I just day but take a day at a time, man. I try not to think about if this year was better than the last, or I know I've grown as a player just through experience from the last 5 years, but, you know, if I don't go out there and execute, none of that matters. You know, I still got to do my routine, come in and put in the same work and go out there and execute on the court no matter what I've been through. So I'm here now, and everything happened in the past. It happened, and I learned from it, and hopefully it makes me better this time around.
All right, Warriors, Cavaliers, it's all coming up Thursday evening here at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.